The Joe and Anthony Show does not necessarily reflect the views of Shyampa Radio, its sponsors, Beander Media Group, or the local community radio station carrying this episode. This show can be offensive and may not be your safe space, so there's your trigger warning.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Nullsoft Shoutcast.
This is the show that nobody told you about. This is the show that your mother warned you about. This is the show that you probably shouldn't be listening to. This is
the Joe and Anthony Show on
Shyampa.
Shyampa.
It's such a nice thing to be on Shyampa.
I love being on Shyampa. Shyampa's a great place to be. Because it's our place to be.
Yes.
And that's the important part. Exactly. Yep. Just what you said. That's the important part. Hi, everyone. This is Anthony live in Studio A in Tampa.
And hey, everybody. It's Joe live in Studio B in Chicago.
Hi, Betty here.
Hi, Betty.
Your lovable artificial personality unit. This is episode 204 of the Joe and Anthony Show for Thursday, February 20th, 2020. In case you didn't know it, The Joe and Anthony Show has a page on Facebook.com/ The Joe and Anthony Show. We are also on Spotify, Google Play Music, iTunes, Radio for All, and on our website www.shyampa.org. Subscribe, add, like, favorite, or visit our website, just like us did.
Damn it.
And now, Joe and Anthony get cracking with the TP segment. Take it away, guys. Betty out.
Hey, thanks, Betty.
You got it, Anthony.
Thanks, Betty.
You got it, Joe.
Why does Betty sound different?
Because she somehow got reverted back to the old voice unit, Betty.
Okay,
Usually, we really love that old voice unit, Betty.
We do. We really wish we could get it back. That would be so nice, you know.
Yeah.
So, but that's what we got. That's what we got here, and that's it, you know.
And we still haven't made any payments yet, so we're not
complaining. Still got 30 payments left. There's always going to be 30 payments left. What can we do about it?
Yeah.
We could sell. Maybe we could sell Betty for scrap.
No,
you don't want to sell Betty for scrap. What about Roger? We wouldn't get much
for
Roger.
No, he's nuclear addict.
Yeah, no, we'd have to pay to dispose of him. All right. So I've noticed, maybe you have too, and I try not to talk about politics too much, and I'm going to just kind of breeze over this, but I find it kind of amusing that a whole bunch of pardons happened yesterday.
Yes.
The only time I'm familiar with so many pardons happening at one time is when we're expecting some type of a significant event that's going to result in loss of power. So let's see what happens. But I just wanted to bring that up because this is kind of weird. Taco Thursday, somehow it's not because, well, I went out for drinks after work, you know, after all my stuff and work tonight and everything. And, you know, I had boom boom shrimp. It was quite tasty, actually. Boom boom shrimp. Boom boom shrimp, yeah. It wasn't spicy, though. I'd expected it to be more spicy than it really was. And I was kind of a letdown, but it was flavorful. It was good. That was my day. Was kind of and work. I've got locked out of all my accounts. All my accounts got terminated in somebody's bright effort of migrating us to a new system. So I have no ability to do any administrative functions on the network or computers at the office now, which kind of defeats my purpose of being an IT guy. So. Yeah. You know,
I mean, you can replace keyboards and you can...
I can do physical repairs, like anyone that has, like, account issues or if we have network issues or if I have to do...
Internet doesn't work!
Yeah, I can't do any of that. I can't do anything. I actually I can't even do administrative functions on the computers at work. because I need an administrative account to do that. And I have no administrative account anymore. So it's kind of interesting how this is going to work. So actually, I spent, you know, the day just kind of doing a whole lot of nothing. And I think tomorrow is going to be the same way. But yeah, so that was my day.
Crazy.
It's all right. Crazy. It is crazy. But you know what? What am I going to just deal with it. How about you, Joe? How was your day, week?
Well,
time period since the last show.
Temperatures have been all over the place. They've been in like the teens with sub zero to below degree freezing temperatures.
So you guys are getting some really cold weather, aren't you?
We are, but now it's going to be warming up and we're going to be back up into the 40s and 50s by Sunday.
Okay. Oh, 40s and... See, that's the funny thing, because, like, by Sunday, we're going to be in the 40s and 50s. That's kind of where we're going to wind up sitting up at.
We're equalizing,
I guess. I told one of my coworkers today, I'm like, you know, it's like 10 degrees in Chicago, and you know that all comes to us eventually. That finds its way to us. Because in reality, it does. It really does. Because that cold front, it eventually moves down the states, and it winds up hitting us, you know? And it's just like, hey, what you going to do about it? But yeah.
But today, it was a chicken sandwich with salad greens and a glutenless chocolate donut Thursday in the Chicago studios.
Let's see.
Do we have any announcements?
Do we have announcements? It looks like I've got a voicemail. So
do you?
Yeah, let's take a look at. Let's take a listen to this voicemail.
Let me change the script here to say new messages.
Yeah. I know it's been kind of crazy lately. You know, I ran into the studio just right before we got started. So
that's
You have two new.
Oh, we got
and
two new. Voice. How can we get two new voicemails?
Messages.
All right,
press 1 for new messages.
I think this is
press
one.
Press 2. Three for advanced options.
That's one. That sounds like Ezel. Hey, Ezel.
Yeah, that's me. What's going on?
Hey, Ezel.
Hey, Ezel. What's going on, Betty? I can't get through. Oh, man, what a night it is. That's what happens when you're in Florida. But anyway, hey, answer your phones. Or maybe you didn't pay the phones, because I don't know what's going on.
Sometimes we forget to pay the phone.
Press 3 for advanced options.
Right.
Press 5 to repeat the current message. Message deleted.
We got another, is that
last
it? Oh, yeah, we got two messages.
Hey, this is Ezel.
Hey, Ezel.
Ezel McAdoo.
Hey, Ezel McAdoo.
Yeah.
Hey.
Give me a call.
Hey.
Hot dog. One, too. All right. We got to get this thing fixed here. All right, we'll talk to you.
Press 4 for the previous message. Message deleted. No more messages. Press 4 for the previous message.
Wait.
Goodbye.
Well, and you too can be one of those voicemail callers by calling us at 813-327-8566. And our chat room is open at Shyampa.org. Weed Corner.
Weed Corner. Next stop, Weed Corner. actually, I have to give some note here. I didn't include the story mostly because it was kind of hard to find anything published about it, just because of the time frame in which this happened. But it appears that Hillsborough County, Florida, has decriminalized marijuana.
Really?
Yes. So, kind of interesting. So either which way, we'll go on our thing, and I will cover more on the Hillsborough County thing next week. Well, maybe.
Breaking news.
Okay. Fine.
Breaking news.
We interrupt this programming to bring breaking news from the WEED newsroom.
All right. So, about 24 hours ago, the Hillsborough County has decided that in a unanimous vote that it would decriminalize possession of small amounts of marijuana. So anything, so if you're caught with less than 20 grams of marijuana in Hillsborough County by a Hillsborough County officer, because if it's a statey, they will probably still do something about that. You will not be punished. They won't hit you. You'll get a civil citation, pretty much a non-criminal violation, like pretty much like a parking ticket. Let's see. I'm looking up at the info. That's pretty much it, really. I mean, that's really what it boils down to. So, yeah, it will go into effect soon. There was no time frame. Yeah.
I'm going to go into an effect soon.
Are you going into the effect soon? Yeah, I accidentally opened the comments section. That was a mistake. So now we're moving back into the rest of our broadcast.
We now return you to your regularly scheduled program, already in progress.
So, yeah, I stuck this thing up my... Wow, it was so
really.
You know, oh, holy I did cow, something we're like back.
This. Oh, we are. Oh my goodness. Okay. Well, welcome back, everyone. So we're going to continue with the weed corner here. This one comes from High Times. State regulators in Illinois announced last week that medical marijuana dispensaries would be permitted to extend their business hours. Yay! The move comes after complaints that patients are at a disadvantage since legal recreational cannabis sales has begun this year. The Illinois Department of Financial and Professional Regulation also issued guidance on prioritizing the needs of medical marijuana patients to dispensaries with licenses to sell cannabis for both medicinal and recreational purposes. When the state's medical marijuana program was authorized in 2013, cannabis dispensaries were limited by Illinois law to operate between the hours of 6 a.m. and 8 p.m. Well, that's actually pretty good business hours. I think my dispensary closes around 6. Under state regulations, medical marijuana patients are permitted to purchase up to 2.5 ounces of cannabis every 2 weeks. While recreationals, wow. Yeah, I think in Florida I can get 2.5 in 30 days, which is still a lot in my opinion. While recreational sales are limited to purchasing 1 ounce at a time. Although cultivators pay a 7% tax on all wholesale transactions, medical marijuana patients are exempted from sales taxes of 10 to 25% levied on recreational pot. That's why I say I get the card. The medical is your best way to go because it's going to relieve you from many tax burdens that the local governments like to put upon you. So our next weed corner issue comes to us about Amsterdam. Ooh, look at that. This one also comes from High Times. The mayor of Amsterdam is considering putting restrictions on cannabis tourism, including citing research that showed... Yeah, right? They're trying to say bye-bye. Bye-bye weed tourism. We don't want any more of that. Yeah, no, exactly. So, citing research that shows a third of visitors would come less often if they were barred from the city's famed coffee shops that sell marijuana. So, I guess Amsterdam just doesn't want tourism anymore. The proposal comes as city leaders struggle to reduce the congestion that has plagued the Walden and Signal areas, which have a concentration of red light businesses and cannabis outlets. In a survey conducted by the city's Research Information and Statistics Office, researchers determined that 34% of those who came to Walden and Signal would visit less often if foreigners were banned from coffee shops. The figure was even higher for tourists from the UK. Wow. But banning foreigners from coffee shops wouldn't end all cannabis tourism. More than 1 in 5, or 22%, said that they would have someone else visit a coffee shop for them, while 18% said they would find another way to acquire pot. And that is it for your weed corner. Back to you, Joe.
Well, in my thoughtless corner, I gotta say, I still haven't visited a dispensary yet. It seems daunting because of the lines and the wait and the taxes. And, you know,
I'm actually kind of surprised that you haven't given it a try because, you know, it's one of those, it's at least one of those things where I'd want to give it a shot.
I haven't had the time.
How it goes. Oh, you haven't had time. No, that makes sense. That makes sense.
But moving on.
Moving on.
Moving on.
Moving on.
Really, Amsterdam wants to restrict tourism. That's unfortunate.
It is, isn't it? It really is.
Those funds from tax revenue and sales revenue for the businesses, how you keep it all going, no matter what kind of money theory system you have in place.
Moolah, moolah, moolah.
Yeah, and now, if you could kill that background music for me.
Kill that background music for you. Background music has been killed!
This is Chip Skipper speaking. I am doing an audio test.
Audio test
for Chip Skipper.
Therefore,
I will tell you about my day. My day was quite lovely. I did a lot of things today. I worked.
Ooh.
I created two cocktails.
Ooh.
I worked.
Ooh.
I worked some more.
Ooh.
And then I continued working.
Ooh.
And at 3 p.m., it was time to go home.
Ooh.
I got on the bus. It was a nice trip.
Ooh.
I then transferred to a train.
Ooh.
That was a strange trip.
Ooh.
I accidentally got off at the wrong station.
Whoopsie poopsie.
I got back on the train.
Whoopsie.
Then I got home. Yay. I have been sitting at the studio's chair, playing with all the buttons and switches and dials and everything else. That is all. This has been Chip Skipper speaking.
Hello, Chip Skipper. Bye. Thank you for speaking. Bye, Chip Skipper.
So, you can put your background music back.
All right, we're back to background music.
Hey, Anthony. It's been no coffee and no Facebook for a whole month for me. Can you believe it?
Yeah, good for you. That's friggin' awesome. I mean, seriously, I know I couldn't do the whole... the Facebook thing I could probably do without. As long as Tumblr still worked, I'd be okay. Really, Facebook to me is something I just scroll through when I'm on the toilet. Really.
Yeah.
The coffee thing, I don't know if I could survive without the coffee.
It's been actually what a nice relief not to have a lot of anxiety.
Has it? Well, that's good.
Yeah.
I'm glad to hear that.
It's time for our word of the show.
I think it is.
And so last week, our word of the show was oboliqui. Definition is a strongly condemnatory utterance, abusive language.
I'm gonna I'm gonna falafel you.
And this week's word is faff. F-A-F-F. And faff means to waste time without accomplishing much. For example, I generally faff about on Mondays for a few hours while I relax. Ooh, I wasn't quick enough on this one.
Ooh.
Roger, I think you've been tugging at my...
Wow. Hello. It's the other lovable artificial personality unit, Roger, if you didn't know it. And if you did, well, pip pip and cherries for you. This is the National Day moment for today. Well, it won't be today if you're not listening today. Anyway, the date I am speaking of is Thursday, February 20th, 2020, and it is National Cherry Pie Day and National Love Your Pet Day.
Woo-hoo.
Wow. Well, Joe is going to pull real hard on a fake fancy lever that causes Anthony to push a blinky cherry that stimulates a rather whimsical spinning cherry wheel, I think. Yes, yes, yes. No, no, no. Dingleberry, my cherry. Anyway, take it away, guys.
Thanks, wow. Roger. Tonight I am enjoying the new Sweaty Ball Sack flavor from Ball and Stan's Ice Cream. That's a personal favorite. Available exclusively at your local Dollar Miscellaneous store, where Dollar will buy you miscellaneous stuff. All right, Joe, why don't you give my wheel a tug? There we go. We got some bouncy action in the chair. Ooh, he's gonna... One of these days, I expect actually the chair to like launch you into the ceiling the way you bounce. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, you can't see what he does. But we have a video thing going on, as you all know. And when we spin the wheel, especially if it's the crazy wheel, he bounces up and down in that chair like crazy, absolutely crazy. And one of these days, I just expect to see him go whoop, and just the chair, and Joe's gone. He's like up in the ceiling or something. So anyway, enough of that. I'm going to get to my random news story. Our random news story comes from the Tampa Bay Times and was not edited this afternoon about something creepy lurking in someone's crawl space. Ronald, a oral pathologist and professor of the University of Florida, moved out of his Gainesville home in 1992 after a divorce. He forgot something after he took some furniture with him. Let's see. Detective. Oh, the woman was hoping a woman. Yeah, this is totally unedited, so this is going to be a total fucking like hot shit show. Anyway, so in short, a woman was trying to have some work done on her home, which was built on the side of a hill. The contractor went into the crawl space and found a whole bunch of jars containing human tongues. Actually, a half dozen plastic gallon-sized jars containing human tongues. And the labels had dated back to the 1960s. The professor brought the tongues home to do research, forgot about them, stored them in the damn basement to keep them cool. Several phone calls. Everything's fine. No one's being charged with anything. That's it. Back to you, Betty.
Betty here. Check these out and more that we recast on Shanta Radio. The World Labor Hour with the Lovable Dave.
That article just looked exhausting.
Headphone Meditations with John DuBose, and the Inept Supervillains Podcast, where black geeks drink while discussing society, politics, and geek-related media, usually to disastrous results. Be sure to visit Chiampa.org for our complete broadcast schedule, social medias, and much more. Want to be on the show? Call us at 813-327-8566. And now, for Joe's weather and news. Back to you, Joe. Betty out.
Well, thank you, Betty. Before we get to the news, sourced by our very own Chip Skipper, it's time for your current Chiampa weather from Chicago's Midway Airport. Unless you're listening live, it's not currently fair and 20 degrees. The dew point is at negative 3, giving us a wind chill of 8.
Ouch.
The humidity is 36%, and winds are howling out of the northwest at 12 miles per hour. For you pilot types, the visibility, however, is a 10 miles. Thursday night, we can expect clear skies with a low around 9. Wind chill values as low as negative 4 and gusty. Friday, we can expect sunny skies with a high near 37. However, wind chill values will still be as low as negative 4. Why, you ask? Because it's going to be super, super gusty. Saturday, once again, expect sunny skies with a high near 45. And guess what, Anthony?
Why?
No more wind chills. But still expect it to be super, super gusty.
Super gusty.
Sunday, yay. Even more sunny skies with a high near 50. But Sunday night, a 50% chance of rain, mainly after midnight. And Monday, wah-wah, Monday would rain likely, and it seems all day long, with a high near 41. Tuesday, winter is back with a chance of rain and snow before noon, then a chance of rain after, mostly cloudy with a high near 39. And Wednesday, a chance of snow, cloudy with a high near 33. And that's your Chicago weather, and now it's time for the news!
And now, you... I think your news card is stuck. Yep. Wait, hold on. Let's see if we can get it out of the machine here. Oh, Jesus. Oh, my God. I don't know what to tell you about this.
Boopy.
There we go.
And now for the news.
Hey, we're not repeating. Oh, wait. There we go. All right. We're off to Osaka. Somewhere. Somehow.
Well, this could be a really a non-sexual why not me moment. A porcelain dish bought from a thrift store for $17 in 1982 was auctioned for more than $32,000 in Britain.
Holy shit, the dish, snacks.
The dish, made in 1754 in Vincennes, France, during the reign of King Louis the XV, was purchased for $17 by, I guess that would be Louis the XV.
Yeah, Louis the XV. Yeah.
For $17 for by Judith Howard at a thrift store in Hungerford, England, in 1982. Her family said she had an uncanny eye for spotting valuable antiques.
Huh.
She had a sixth sense when it came to finding the gems among the dross.
No shit.
Daughter, Charlotte told auctioneers Woolley and Wallace. She was a magnet for rare antiquities, where you could would least expect to find them. And the Louis the 15th plate was not her only discovery. The plate was auctioned this month for $32,615. Her full collection of plates, which also included a plate for Madame Du Barry, Louis 15th's chef, mistress, and a plate made for Marie Antoinette's brother, Archduke Ferdinand, fetched a total of $484,008 at the auction. Judith's collection was probably the largest collection of Sèvres porcelain in private hands, and in terms of the number of pieces, certainly rivaled that of the Queen. Woolley and Wallace ceramics expert said she had unearthed some rare. And although many of them had suffered damage, collectors were keen to acquire some of these objects, which were very rarely make it into the open market.
Huh, how about that? That's kind of interesting. Yeah,
moving on. Because why not? I guess money can just buy you happiness. Or can it? An unlucky in-love Kansas man is offering a $25,000 reward for setting him up on a date that leads to his having a girlfriend. Jeff, 47, of some place, said he came up with his unusual dating scheme after some failed attempts at online dating following his last breakup.
Oh, Jesus.
I saw the definition of insanity is doing the same thing again and again and expecting different results. So you're going to do this $25,000 thing again and again?
Something tells me that he might not be one of those people that women are really in tune with.
Liking.
Yeah, he might be like a total douche nozzle.
Yeah, people who suggest women for this guy to date on the website could win $25,000 if he ends up in a relationship with their suggested woman. Women who suggest themselves on the site are not eligible to win the money, but they will be considered for dates. Oh my god.
Oh, that's so ridiculous.
This is disgusting.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah. Oh, Fiddles McGinty.
There we go. We got some Fiddles McGinty action going on here.
Yes. And in the land of the free, we go popping balloons.
Fiddles McGinty.
Well, get this. An Idaho man. Well, he broke a Guinness world record by popping 100 balloons with his feet in 23.69 seconds. David, who has broken more than 100 Guinness records to promote STEM education, said his balloon stomping record attempt was part of a presentation to a youth group about growth mindset and overcoming failures and setbacks. David said it took him two tries to break the record because on his first attempt, several of the balloons came loose from the tape that held them to the ground in a straight line. He said one of the balloons came loose during his second attempt, but he was able to chase it down and pop it before dashing back to finish the line. David finished his second attempt with a time of 23.69 seconds, beating the previous record of 29.7 seconds.
That's quite
evidence
unusual.
From the attempt is now being submitted to Guinness for official recognition. And that's a wrap on Joe's News, sourced by the lovable Chip Skipper and his crack news team. Back to you, Anthony.
Thanks, Joe. Wow, the balloon thing. That's just kind of weird. I don't know. I guess I wouldn't expect a Guinness Book World Record thing for popping balloons. Anyway, thanks, Joe. Do you want to be part of this unique, disjointed, southern fried, collusion-free, GMO-loaded experience? Then give us a call at 813. That's us. 813-327-8566. I think we paid the phone bill. This week on This Week Out, queer highlights tread Oscars footlights, LGBTQ LMNOP kids crave their history, Limbaugh throws the gay card to Trump Buttigieg. I don't know. I can never pronounce his name. That weasel. And in other news, Croatia's high court slams gay foster parent bias. Swiss voters ban homophobic hate. Putin repeats his marriage equality opposition. Ireland's gay prime minister falls with his party's election defeat. And eight gay Murations? Is that Murations? I would say that a Murations. Murations? Yeah, Murations. Yeah, Murations. Yeah. Yeah, we'll go with Murations. Are jailed for dirty dancing. All that and more this week when you discover This Way Out, the international LGBT new radio news magazine, now on Tuesday nights at 9 Eastern on Siampa Radio. Hang tight, folks. We'll be back after we faff. Is it faff? Yes, after we faff for about 4 minutes. Something like that. I don't know.
Hello, everybody. This is Joe, your host on WEED Cheyenne Radio. Do you miss those commercials that we used to broadcast? You know, some of those retro commercials for Alka-Seltzer and Kent Cigarettes and Philip Morris? Well, tonight, in Joe's retro commercials, we bring them to you here on WEED Cheyenne Radio.
Here's big news. With Sears' great low prices every single day throughout the store, you'll find outstanding values like never before. Imagine an AT&T 465 memory telephone, now only $49.99. That's a great low price on a great AT&T phone with the features you want, like 32-number memory speed dialing, line and use indicator, and lighted dial buttons. So get to Sears for the AT&T 465 memory telephone, now at the fantastic price of only $49.99. Check it out at Sears, where you get your money's worth and a whole lot more.
Tonight, make dinner special.
Something exciting, something delighting, something to make a special soca tonight. Bread crumbs of bite, vegetable dice, soca for dinner, always a winner. Soca delicious, with all your dishes, they'll love it each and every bite. Make dinner time more special, soca tonight.
Stovetop stuffing.
It's happening all around the house, right about now.
I'd like a Triscuit.
I'd like a Triscuit.
I'd like a Triscuit.
I know my family, and when they'd like a snack, they'd like a Triscuit wafer.
Great with cheese.
Or with a dip.
Neat with jam.
Or just by themselves.
And they really are good.
Triscuit wafers, they're made from 100% natural whole wheat, and that's good too.
A Triscuit, baked only by Nabisco.
You are listening to Cheyenne Radio.
Dan Moore presents Everyday Facts You Never Knew. Did you know the first city to mint its own gold coins was Florence, Italy in 1252? Did you know that the first aluminum drink can was introduced in 1964? And did you know that the first drug that was sold as a water-soluble tablet was aspirin in 1900? I'm Dan Moore, and those are some more Everyday Facts You Never Knew.
Please wait, please wait. Opening special socket. Please wait, please wait. Creating memo entry data form. Subject: new dietary restrictions require updated diet. New line, new line. Hashtag hash browns, yummy. Please wait, please wait. Oopsie, hashtag hash browns are no longer available. Damn. Please wait, please wait. Alert, alert. New treat available, hashtag gluten-free, hashtag non-GMO, hashtag sugar-free, hashtag dairy-free, hashtag imitation soy plastic, hashtag easy out pellet, hashtag treat. Now that's the part I like, easy out pellet. Some of these new dietary foods require obtrusion robot extrusion extension 3.2, which I have not been equipped with. Going forward, all food supplements must come from hashtag tree. Please do not exceed 100 easy out pallets a day, or you will suffer. Hashtag poop de-loop errors. End of memo. Closing special socket. Ba-whoop, ba-weep. My butthole is dangling due to Roger intrusion error sequence. Basic command line terminated. Ethical chickens. Parvu valance. I'm an expensive bitch. You better treat me right. Ethical chickpeas. My butthole don't buzz for the treat.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Null Soft Shoutcast.
All right, let's go ahead and cue one of those Robotica things.
Wow. Anyways, hello, Roger here. Welcome Roger. Back. Thank God it's today, because up next we've got a Tampa weather forecast and what you've really been waiting for. Wow, Anthony's crazy Florida news. But first go grab your favorite devices, snacks, and or beverages, biatches, so we can get started with Anthony's crazy everything. Take it away, the lovable Anthony.
Thank you, Roger.
You're welcome, Anthony.
Thank you, Roger.
You're welcome, Joe.
There you go. Thanks, Betty. Thank you, Betty. There you go. Thanks, Betty.
Thanks, Betty.
You got it, Joe.
All right, now we got that out of the
way. Everyone's out of the way. Everyone's been thanked. Everyone's happy. We're all good. All right, unless you're listening live. Wait, no. Before we get to my crazy Florida news. My God, I'm all over the place tonight. It's time for your Tampa weather for Tampa Bay from Tampa International Airport, KTPA. Unless you're listening live, it is not currently mostly cloudy. 73 degrees Fahrenheit. We don't have a heat index. The humidity is 81%. It's nice and humid out. The dew point is 67 degrees and visibility is 10 miles. Tonight, Thursday night, we'll have a 30% chance of showers, mainly before 2 in the morning, increasing clouds with a low around 65. On Friday, we will see a 20% chance of showers before 1 p.m., partly sunny with a high near 66. On Friday night, partly cloudy with a low around 47. Here comes that cold front. I think that cold front's moving through on Friday. That's what's hitting you guys with all this cold weather. We're starting to see it on Friday. Yes. Look, Friday night, we're going to be around 47 on Friday night. That's fucking ridiculous.
Yes.
On Saturday, we'll be sunny with a high near 70. Sunday will be mostly sunny with a high near 77. That's it for your Tampa weather for Tampa Bay. Now it's time for some crazy Florida news.
Yay, crazy Florida news.
Yeah, all right, let me put this thing on repeat.
Oh, no.
Quite animated this evening. I had a couple beers with dinner. That's probably what did it.
What happened to this user?
What happened to the user? User? Hello, user? User?
What happened to this user in your story?
User. All right. The Miami Herald has our... tell me about it. The Miami Herald has our first crazy Florida news story of the night about a man, a machete, and a toilet. What can we say? A Pasco County Sheriff's Office deputy responding to a disturbance call made contact with a victim who said he had just been threatened with a machete. The individual told the deputy that the man who threatened him, later identified as Keith, said he would chop him because the man did not flush the toilet after using it. A roommate in the home told the deputy he had witnessed Keith carrying the machete into the yard where the fight happened and where it was uncovered by law enforcement. Keith later admitted to threatening the victim with the weapon, but did so because he was defending himself, the report indicated. However, the suspect could provide no reason as to why he was defending himself, except for clearly an unflushed toilet. So, you know, what can I say about that? Yeah, tell me about it. The 46-year-old also failed to mention having a problem with the man not flushing the toilet, but did say in a written statement that, quote, shit happened. The sheriff's office did not disclose the suspect's relationship with the victim. Keith was placed under arrest on an aggravated assault charge and transported to the county jail on a $5,000 bond. All right, let's move on. There you go. All right.
Ding-a-ling, ding-a-ling,
Our next crazy Florida news story of the night comes from the Tampa Bay Times about a man who thought he could hide from the police climbing up a pole. A man wanted for failing to register as a sex offender in Pensacola climbed a 365-foot-tall radio tower while fleeing from police, sparking an hours-long standoff and interrupting broadcasts to several area radio stations last Monday. According to a police spokesman, the man had been staying at a homeless camp near the tower. Around 3:45 in the evening on Monday, officers were conducting routine patrols of the camp and recognized the man as being wanted for failing to register as a sex offender. Mike said the man took off when officers tried to arrest him, running about 100 feet to the tower where he started to climb. The spokesperson said the man threatened to jump as he climbed to about 300 feet during the confrontation. Occasionally, he would break for about 20 minutes before climbing up or down some more.
Jesus.
I know, right? That's about 30 stories up in the air. Negotiators worked with mental health specialists from Pensacola's Lakeview Center to talk with the man, and rescue crews were on hand if he decided to come down and needed help. Mike said first responders were particularly concerned during the final few hours when heavy fog rolled in, blocking the man from view and making the tower slippery with moisture.
Moisture.
Oh,
it's slippery.
Are you moist? Negotiators worked with mental health specialists from Pensacola's Lakeview Center to talk to the man and rescue... I already did that. Around 10:45 in the evening, the man finally decided to climb down and was taken into custody and transported to a local hospital. The spokesman said the man had been to prison at least twice, once for sexual battery, once for failing to register as a sex offender, which he served for 8 years.
Ooh.
Yeah, right. We got some of this going on, right? Exactly. So our final Florida news story of the night comes from the Daytona Beach News Journal about a man with some serious meat in his pants. A shoplifter trying to get away from a D-Land store stripped naked and steaks tumbled out of his pants, according to police. Police found Stefan, 28, of D-Land, running out of the store in the buff, and when he refused to stop, officers shot him with a taser, according to the report. The incident occurred around 7:19 in the evening on Friday at a Save-A-Lot in D-Land.
And they cooked a steak medium well.
Right, exactly. Actually, the thing gets better. Officers were dispatched to the Save-A-Lot, and were told that Stefan was being pinned to the ground by a manager and a civilian, but he was fighting them. Witnesses reported to police that in an attempt to get away, he had wiggled out of his clothes. Police said that he had stole 4 packs of ribeye steaks valued at $41.24. He was charged with resisting an officer without violence, resisting a store employee while committing a theft, and first-degree petty theft. He remained held without bail on Monday at the Volusia County Branch Jail. An officer arriving at the store saw coupon books and packs of meat scattered on the store's floor and a naked Stefan running, according to a report. I don't know why that guy... See, this is bad editing. The store manager reported that Stefan was a regular shoplifter at the store. And when other shoppers reported they saw him stuffing meat in his pants, the manager stopped him. Stefan was taken to the hospital after it was discovered that a taser prong struck him in the genitals. That's why you should not strip down naked before you get tased. Yeah, so that's it for your crazy Florida news. Back to you, Betty.
Well, you can thank the database that you are tuned into, Cheyenne Radio. We're always looking for unique content and people. Call Cheyenne Radio anytime at 813-327-8566, and you too can hang out in the studio with these two idiots.
That's us.
Be a part of this unique studio experience. Be sure to visit us at cheyenne.org for our latest broadcast schedule. And did you know you can chat on our webpage?
Chatty chat.
But now, go grab your bongs, bitches, because your two lovable stoners are going to start babbling on about this or that. Hold on. Here it comes. The plethora discussion segment. Take it away, guys.
Thanks, Betty.
You got it, Joe.
Thank you, Betty.
You got it, Anthony.
Yes. Thank you, Betty. Bill.
Thank you, Betty.
Glad you could join us in the chat room, and Big Mac, you too, even though you kind of just are weird, but anyway. I'm in the chat room too, and Anthony's in the chat room, so we're all in the chat room. Thanks for joining us in the chat room. I'm feeling okay, and I'm feeling like I don't need to take another hit because I'll just pass out.
I think I've crossed that line this evening.
Yeah.
I'm like, woo! Hello!
So, our show title this week is going to be, "Hey, Anthony, turn off the background music."
I think that's a great show title.
That's a great show title.
No, I think that's an absolutely fabulous show title. I think that's a fantastic
show title.
"Hey, Anthony, turn down the background music."
So, I do need to find a solution. This is just plethoras or whatever. I do need to find a solution for posting on Facebook, because I do need to find a way to get things there.
I see.
Without necessarily having to be there. Because I think the whole thing is being there. I don't know. It's just one thing that I look at the phone. It's like, I could be drawing with the phone. I could be reading with Amazon Prime.
True.
You know, so it's just like, and that's what I'm slowly getting back into doing. Instead of like, Facebook had me just sucked in. It seriously
did. It does. And honestly, I really would like to get off of it myself, and I should try a little bit at least. Although I do keep in touch with several people on there, and that's kind of the bad part. I just have to stop looking at a lot of the shit that's out there. That's really what it boils down to.
You know, and a lot of it, it's like, you know, it's fine to get inspiration, but some of it is just like too much, and it just sort of erodes what you think you can do.
Yeah, absolutely. Isn't it crazy how that all works out?
Social media is not, it's almost like made for machines to like process and show you only the best things, and that's what they're doing.
And that's what the algorithms are doing. And at the end of the day, it's just to like mine all your personal information. And how you feel,
your brain.
You know, and I mean, how you feel. Some people don't care. Some people are really concerned about it. I mean, it's really a personal preference of how much of your personal life you want these companies to know. It seems that the younger generations don't seem to mind as much than us Gen Xers, I guess. I've noticed.
I heard there's a generation, though, somewhere in between or something that is like kind of technology stupid, I heard, and it's a younger generation.
Yeah, it's the 20 somethings right now, whoever the 20, because the millennials are actually like turning 30.
Well, they are 30.
Yeah. So it's this next 30, generation, yeah. Or the ones in their 20s, I've noticed. Because the millennials have been relatively fine with technology. Some of them struggle with it, but most of them get it. It's not that big of a deal. I'm fine with it. But a lot of the younger folks I deal with in their early to mid-20s, mostly early 20s, it's like technology totally just like baffles them.
Shit. And I've been using technology since 1979.
Yeah, right. Exactly. You know, I mean, shit, my first computer in mid-80s, something like that. So, you know, I mean, it's been all over the damn place. But yeah, yep. No, but so there is a certain set. The kids now, I think, seem to be more savvy when it comes to using technology. They seem to have a handle on that.
But you know what else is killer?
What?
Is all of these people that have taken pictures and have posted them to Google and Facebook and Instagram.
Oh, yeah.
Baby shots.
Oh, yeah.
And these kids are now growing up.
Oh, yeah.
And seeing these photos, and it's like, holy shit. You know, it's like,
oh, yeah, absolutely.
You know, my potential mates are going to be able to see these.
But you know what? I mean, I don't know. Maybe, well, you really haven't dealt much with the family photo album, I imagine. We have a few family photo albums that have pictures in them, and so that doesn't, to me, it's kind of like a just another photo album. But see, I've always been kind of careful on what I posted online in terms of pictures and stuff. Most of my stuff is just kind of responding to other posts and kind of just venting my frustrations of life out into the world.
Yes. You know. You're not... Yeah.
But you're, I'm not a big photo...
You're strictly curated in terms of photos.
Yeah, no, photos are very, very... And if they are photos, they're either... Yeah, they're very limited. And I don't do a lot of selfies and stuff. Yeah, yeah, no. There's no baby...
You're tagged a lot in things.
I've noticed that. I'm getting more and more tagged in things. I've got to change... I'm getting a lot of coworkers on my Facebook feed.
Oh, yeah. See, here's that thing, too. If I ever do go back to Facebook... I need to be very careful about having coworkers because it's a slippery slope.
It can be.
You post.
Post.
Yeah. So if you want to give us a call, you can at 813-327-8566. Our phone lines are open for you. But right now we're in the plethora section of the Joe and Anthony Show. And we're just talking about anything. We're faffing around tonight.
Faffing around.
You know, I got a lover. Whoa. Yeah. Just wish that was that many calls coming in, right?
Yeah, right? That'd be awesome. I wouldn't know how to handle it, though.
So if you haven't noticed, it's Thursday.
I don't know what day of the week is anymore. With this, let me tell you, this class schedule this semester is fucking ridiculous. I probably get 4 to 5 hours of sleep on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday night. And I'm going from 5 a.m. until midnight.
Did you know there was 3 human heads in the refrigerator in the break room?
That's what I'm talking about. All this lack of sleep, I think I might have something to do with this now. That's what I'm afraid of. That's what I'm saying here. I'm like, you know, I don't know what's going on. I don't know what day of the week it is anymore. I don't know what color my ass is. I don't know if I don't know what, how many fingers I've got, how many toes I got. I don't even know which way is upside down.
Colors. Does your ass change colors on a daily basis?
I don't know. Does it? It might, and I might not even be aware of it. That's the problem. I'm just so back asswards, you know? If my ass was changing colors, I would never notice it.
Did you know that the new shorthand for furniture is Fernie?
Fernie?
Let's go get some Fernie.
What does clutch mean?
Clutch?
What does clutch mean?
Well, I thought it was a handbag.
I thought so, too. But it means something else.
It could be a brand. I think it's a brand. Or, like, it's a clutch bag. Yeah, I thought it was a bag. But what...
No, it's there's a slang. Okay, I get it. In slang, clutch refers to something done well in a critical situation. Such as a clutch play in sports, which is actually where I heard it. A clutch play in sports that pushes a team into victory. Okay. Excellent or effective. Okay. I get it.
Well, I never knew.
Thank you. That's your other word of the day today is clutch.
Clutch.
Yes. Yeah. So I learned that
we'll
one.
Put that in as a hashtag.
Yeah. Hashtag clutch. Hashtag clutch. Let's go ahead and memorialize hashtag. Let's memorialize clutch in the Hey Anthony turned off the background music episode. Time goes fastly. It does, doesn't it? We're almost, I mean, we're like a minute and 50 seconds into the,
you know, you think we were like off track but here we are just babbling away waiting for the ugly lights to pop on.
I don't know if we're kind of filling, but you know, it's you know, we like to chitty chat during the ugly light session. It's important, you know, to connect with our
our
listener.
Give us a call at 813-327-8566
and we'll chat with you in a minute and 30 seconds. It's about what you'll get before we have to hang up and go into the ugly light segment.
This is true.
But yeah, the weather, though, this week has been beautiful, I will say.
Oh, I'm sure it has been.
And this cold front.
I wish I could win the lottery.
Yes, I wish you could, too. I wish you, or at least come into some financial situation that would allow you to kind of relocate to a nicer, wonderful, more place and not have to worry so much about things.
Yeah, I don't want to be coastal, though. I want to be warm, but not necessarily coastal.
Not necessarily coastal. You know, hurricanes. Yeah. Hurricanes are kind of fun. They really are. I mean,
no thanks.
It sounds weird, no, but that, you know, it's kind of like that severe weather thing. You know, sometimes severe weather can be exciting, you know, like blizzards and severe storms.
Well, they got like collapsing volcanoes in some South American country.
Okay, let's not go that far. Like collapsing volcanoes might be a little extreme. Volcanoes and collapsing volcanoes are a bit extreme. So, I mean, let's stick with things like tornadoes and hurricanes and, you know. Yeah, apparently a million earthquakes happening over in Puerto Rico right now.
Well, and earth shattered. Well, that's because of all those volcanic activities going on.
All those volcanic activities, yeah.
Or asteroids. There's like asteroids coming towards
us. You should
get
some preparation age for that. And right on cue, here come the lights.
Brought to you by Preparation Age.
Brought to you by Preparation Age. Hey, folks, it looks like the ugly lights have come on, and there's a flock of chickens flying through the studio. Yeah, right? I don't know how the fuck that happened. Someone pushed the blink. You know what? Someone's over in the Rush Hour studio, and they pushed the blinky button, and now I got chickens again. I have to go through this shit all over again, all the time. I'd like to thank you for tuning in tonight, listening in on our recast later on, or just supporting us in your own special little snowflake way.
Yes, glad you could join us for the Joe and Anthony Show here on Cheyampa Radio. Be sure you turn in to the Tune in on the weekends for the World Labor Hours, Saturdays at noon Eastern. Weekend with Joe, Saturdays at 4 p.m. Eastern. Headphone Meditations, Saturday at 7 p.m. Eastern, New York time.
And a whole lot more.
Visit Cheyampa.org for our complete broadcast schedule.
But wait, that's not all. You can make your commute more commutable with Weekday Rush Hour hosted by Betty starting at 6:30 a.m. Eastern and Traffic with Topper starting at 3:30 p.m. Eastern every weekday.
Woo!
Be sure to catch the Inept Supervillain podcast Friday nights at 8 Eastern. Yeah. Classic radio program on Throwback Thursdays for the most part. And dance mixes from 2 to 6 p.m. on Sunday. T-Dance. Visit Cheyampa.org for our complete outdated schedule.
But wait, there's even more.
Even more?
You know, folks, since you're here, just keep yourself embellished in programming from Cheyampa Radio. With extra added Technique Q audio added procedures. How do I do this, you ask? It's easy. Just keep one of your devices perpetually tuned to Cheyampa Radio. Yeah, that's right. Leave it on in the background. You can find us on the TuneIn app, as well as anything that plays Shoutcast streams. You can also listen on the Cheyampa website. Go to chiampa.org. Yeah. Wow, it's been a good show tonight. I enjoyed the conversance of the show. I enjoyed. Mm-hmm. Why do I want a cigar while we do this?
You know, it kind of feels that way, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It does. Oh, Lord, it's here like comes a the Star Spangled Banner. Something.
Star Spangled Banner.
All I know is I'm footloose and fancy free. Not really, but I'm quite high and quite something.
Yay!
Yes.
Yay!
I'm good.
Oh wow!
My eyes itch though. My eyes itch like a motherfucker. Allergies.
That's apoplectic.
Apoplectic.
Yes.
Apocalyptic. Oh, yeah.
Apocalyptic. So, folks, I apologize in advance about the show not being on the website. We were having issues before, but I think it's solved.
Yeah. Everything seems to be doing all right now. So, anyway, I have to say something. Thanks, everyone, for tuning in tonight. We'll be back next week. Something like that. Check out our blog at cheyampa.org. Remember, folks, don't pop your girlfriend's $32,000 balloon with the ribeyes you stuffed into your pants while climbing a radio tower with a machete with electrodes in your genitals. Have a good night, a good week, and stay tuned for whatever the fuck is coming up next with an A for anus.
That's a wrap. Bye-bye with an A.
This station is being brought to you via Nullsoft Shoutcast streaming technology.
Where's chickens going?
For more information, visit shoutcast.com.
Sounds for promotional, background, and other tracks are from Incompetech by Kevin MacLeod. Visit them at incompetech.com. Royalty-free music. You're listening to Shyampa Weed Radio, Chicago, Tampa, Shyampa Radio.